Ride, Sally, Ride, remembering America's first woman in space. Aspen and Piper give students the glass panel experience and introducing the world's first super versatile jet. This is Aero News for Wednesday, May 22, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. NASA and President Obama honored the life and legacy of Sally Ride on the day a national tribute was held for the first American woman in space. The president announced Monday afternoon that Ride will be posthumously awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom during a ceremony at the White House later this year. The Medal of Freedom is the nation's highest civilian honor, presented to individuals who have made especially meritorious contributions to the security or national interest of the United States, to world peace, or to cultural or other significant public or private endeavors. NASA further paid tribute to Ride by creating a new agency internship program in her name and renaming a science instrument aboard the International Space Station. The announcement was made by NASA Administrator Charles Bolden during a national tribute called, quote, Sally Ride, a lifetime of accomplishment, a champion of science literacy, end quote, at the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington. The Sally Ride internship is intended to help students from underserved backgrounds pursue a research interest at one of NASA's centers nationwide. As many as 10 internships total will be available in the spring and fall semesters of each school year. NASA is also recognizing Ride by renaming a camera aboard the space station the Sally Ride EarthCam. Ride died on July 23, 2012, after a 17-month battle with pancreatic cancer. Ride's first spaceflight was 30 years ago next month, on June 18, 1983. Aspen Avionics announced Tuesday that Piper Aircraft has selected the Evolution Backup Display System for its Piper Archer and Seminole line of aircraft. The Evolution Backup Display is a fully digital, independent flight display system designed to replace mechanical backup instruments used in Part 23 glass panel installations. Initial fleet customers for the new all-glass panel configured Piper Archers include the Florida Institute of Technology and CAE Oxford Aviation Academy. The Aspen Evolution Flight Display System is a PFD, MFD, and hazard sensor cockpit solution for general aviation aircraft and rotorcraft platforms. Highly compatible with existing aircraft avionics, the flexible Evolution Flight Display System lets aircraft owners install all Evolution Flight Displays and options at once or separately as their needs and budgets permit. Pilatus Aircraft Limited has unveiled its newest airplane, the PC-24, which it says is the world's, quote, first super versatile jet, end quote. This innovative, entirely new development by the Swiss aircraft manufacturer marks what Pilatus says is the creation of a new segment in the business aviation market. The PC-24 is the first business jet worldwide with the ability to use very short runways, paved or unpaved, and with a cargo door as standard. The jet also boasts a spacious cabin which can be configured to individual requirements. Meanwhile, the global fleet of nearly 1,200 Pilatus PC-12s reached a major milestone this month by accumulating 4 million flight hours since the first aircraft was delivered in October 1994. Equally significant is the fact that in the 19 years that the PC-12 has been in production, it has also earned a solid reputation as one of the safest business aircraft on the market. A recent analysis by the independent safety firm Robert E. Breiling Associates Incorporated confirmed that the accident rate of the U.S. and Canadian fleet of PC-12s is less than half that of the fleet of twin turboprop aircraft. To date, the highest time PC-12 has logged over 24,000 hours in operation as an air ambulance with Air Bravo in Ontario, Canada. Cessna is making progress on two key lineup additions for their family of Citation business jets, the company announced during a program update at EBACE in Geneva, Switzerland. The Citation Latitude and Citation Longitude programs are both meeting performance and technical objectives, with both programs bringing new performance and innovation to two different categories of business aviation. In response to customer feedback, Cessna designed the Latitude with a roomy, 6-foot-tall cabin and a flat cabin floor. The Latitude will have a range of 2,500 nautical miles, a max cruise speed of 440 knots true airspeed, and configurations for seating 7 to 9 passengers. Announced at last year's EBACE, the Citation Longitude is designed to be the first Cessna Citation jet capable of extended intercontinental routes. Cessna expects the Longitude to be a strong addition in the super midsize category of business aircraft. The National Air Traffic Controllers Association is among the unions that have filed grievances with the FAA seeking to have pay restored to those employees who were given furloughs days before an act of Congress made them unnecessary. NATCA says that the agency has not complied with OPM guidelines, which it says gives agencies discretion to shift the furlough days to excused absences, allowing the employee to be paid. The FAA began furloughing employees on April 21st, the law giving the agency the flexibility to shift AIP money to cover salaries was passed April 26th, making the furloughs unnecessary. According to a report in Government Executive Magazine, NATCA was joined in the grievance by the American Federation of Government Employees, Local 200, which represents about 360 FAA workers in Atlantic City, New Jersey. AFGE is seeking either administrative leave or excused absence status for its members who were furloughed. When Aero News continues, the broad brush of sequestration. Now you can call him Rocket Man. And love means having your wings clipped.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, May 22nd. I'm Glenn Moyer. How many times have you gone to an air show and found that the young people directing you to a parking space or a local Boy Scout troop or the official program says that some of the proceeds benefit scouting or other nonprofit organizations? Sequestration is putting a pinch on those very organizations. With the cancellation of so many air shows due to the loss of jet demonstration teams like the Thunderbirds and Blue Angels, the fundraising opportunities that come from such shows are drying up. The consumer organization Watchdog.org reports on its website that some scout troops could lose thousands of dollars in donations because they won't be working air shows this season. For example, the Central Minnesota Council of Boy Scouts, which puts on the St. Cloud Air Show that had been scheduled for July, gets as much as $250,000 from its involvement with the air show. But when sequestration grounded all military flying for such purposes, the scouts were unable to come up with suitable alternatives and scrapped the effort. In a statement, the council said that the cancellation came after, quote, careful review and consideration of the fiscal challenges we would face by not having the Blue Angels appear, end quote. The cancellations are also causing financial losses for other acts who would have appeared at the scratched shows, as well as vendors and others who would normally support such events. Well, he had to sell some artwork described as abstract to do it, but Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen has acquired a rare Wernher von Braun-designed V2 rocket that he plans to display at his Flying Heritage Collection on the grounds of Payne Field in Everett, Washington. The World War II relic was originally manufactured at an underground factory near Nordhausen, Germany. NBC News reports that it is a middlework GmbH V2 rocket. Only 16 are known to exist, and it will be one of only 6 here in the United States. The V2, while notoriously inaccurate, was responsible for the deaths of 9,000 civilians and military personnel, according to a BBC report posted on Wikipedia. The Flying Heritage Collection's fact sheet about the rocket indicates they were, quote, cumbersome to launch in combat conditions and could not be built in sufficient numbers to turn the tide of war. Several of the missiles were brought to the U.S. after the war, and many of the designs used in the rockets provided the basis for systems that eventually were incorporated by the U.S. into its ballistic missile and manned space programs. Swans mate for life, and scientists believe losing a mate can be very difficult for the birds. in the UK, a swan named Whopper, being cared for by Danielle LeBrun at a golf and country club near Jersey, recently lost its mate in an accident, but has suddenly taken a fancy to helicopters operating from nearby Jersey Airport. LeBrun said Whopper had begun chasing the helicopters, according to a report appearing in the UK newspaper The Telegraph. She said Whopper had been, quote, flying around the area looking for a mate, end quote, and determined that the helos were, well, pretty darned attractive. Of course, a swan and the moving rotors of a helicopter should never be in the same place at the same time, lest both come to bad ends. So Whopper's wings were clipped to prevent him from flying. LeBrun said the bird doesn't seem to be fazed by his grounding. She said he is, quote, happily running around the golf course, end quote. And that, my friends, is today's, wait for it, swan song. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.